Thank you, thank you. At this time, I would like to introduce our first speaker, Valerie B. from D.C.
I'm Valerie Natty.
Hey, Valerie.
And I was all right until that reading got finished. I'm nervous. It's my first time, and I would like to thank Central Maryland for asking me to do this topic. And when I was first asked to do this topic, I was like, no, I can't do that. And then I thought about my process. I'm well qualified. Where do I start? My journey started a long time ago. My journey started even before I picked up a substance. But that substance was me, the inner part of me. I carried it on for a long time, you know. And I thought that using was going to be the thing that helped me be able to deal with those difficult times that I was having. And those difficult times, so I thought at the time, were being inadequate, you know, because I wasn't a child that was raised by her parents. You know, my grandparents raised me, and that was a real big thing to me. That bothered me, you know. So I thought, yes, sir. I thought that, you know, like I said, using was really an option at the time, and I started using at an early age. You know, I'm from a family that is real country, so they thought that a lot of things that can harm you nowadays were things that could help you back in the day. That first substance was something to drink. It was a liquid substance, you know. And I liked it because it kept me from feeling, like I said, the difficult times that I was having. And I did that for so many years, you know. I've always felt, you know, bad about myself. I've always thought that, you know, my life didn't matter. You know, I always thought that I didn't mean nothing. I didn't count. You know, I always thought that I had to do something to fit in. And little did I know, I didn't need to do none of those things. You know, all it did was cause me a lot of problems. But let me get to the exact nature. Let me get to where I'm at right now. I'm going through some difficult times right now. You know, but absolutely nothing is going to keep me from going through my process of being clean and living. You know, for a long time, I couldn't even imagine coming in here or just being in a room and really talking about really what's going on with that. You understand? Those difficult times, as I got older, started when I was 22. Let me talk about that. When I was 22. Young, doing whatever I like, when I like, with who I like. And I was using. And I went into the program to get my kids back. I had three children. To get my children back. And when I got there, you know, from being on that journey that I was on, a lot of things happened. You know, I did a lot of things. And I was sick when I got there. And when I got there, I was so sick that for the first couple of days, they let me stay in my room. And on the third day, you know, they came to me and they was like, Miss Brown, Valerie, you know, we got something to tell you. They proceeded telling me. And when they told me, they said, we're going to have to ask you to leave this program. And that was in 1986. And when they proceeded telling me, you know, I was like, because of the journey that I was on and the things that I did, I had been to that place before, but not that particular place. And they were like, you're HIV positive. So I'm like, okay, let's do this. You know, I thought they would just give me a little shot and I'll move on. And it wasn't that easy. They told me I had to leave. And I left that program. And I continued to use. And I used and I used and I used until I couldn't use no more. Because I thought that using was going to help me feel better, like I did early on in life. I thought using was going to make me feel better, and it didn't. All it did was just add on substance on top of substance on top of substance. So after that, I tried coming into the program again, and I couldn't do it. You know, when I found out about being ill, I was 22 years old. You know, I was in my prime. I thought I had arrived, you know. And so, in 1993, I walked away from a place. I walked away from a furnished apartment and all of that. And I walked and I seeked help again. And I haven't felt that journey back since. And I'll be clean. October the 10th will be 21 years I've been clean. And like I said, absolutely nothing is going to deter me from the journey that I'm on, you know, letting go even through difficult times. You know, if I can live with that, I can live with anything. You know what I mean? And it's been 28 years that I've been living with the virus. You know what I mean? And it's other things that has happened, you know, that has nothing to do with living with the virus. You know what I mean? Let me tell y'all this. I did something about 3 weeks ago that I thought was going to help me, right? I went, because I'm getting older. I'll be 50 July 4th. And so I thought I need to do a physical change. So I went, y'all, and I'm going to tell the truth because I'm talking about me. I went and seeked out me a plastic surgeon. I got all the information. I wanted to see what he was going to do for me on the outside and all of this. Honey, when I went and had that procedure done, I looked in the mirror. I was like, what the heck did you do? You know, made matters even worse, you know. And what that showed me was part of my process. It was showing me that the outside don't count. What you're doing for your inside. You know, letting go, even in difficult times. And I have to keep saying that because this is where I'm at. You know, I thought I could give me a little baby, a boyfriend around here. Thought I was ready. It wasn't. You know, and it's so good and it's so ironic that I'm here and this is the topic because what I'm doing here will stay here, and when I go home, it's going to stop. You know, I have to leave a lot of things behind, and I didn't want to do that. I didn't know how to do that, you know, because I thought that I had to have all things outside of me to make me feel good. You know what I mean? And it's only through God's grace and mercy, you know, and he's showing me all the time, that if you stop seeking outside of me, then you can find what you need. You know, and I keep looking for humans. I keep looking for clothes. Look, I had so many clothes and it was pitiful. My condo flooded over 4 years ago. I lost absolutely everything that I owned. When I walked in that door from work that day, I had nothing but the clothes on my back and a pocketbook. You know what I mean? And half the stuff when I had to go through it, I don't even remember when I bought it. I must have bought it going through difficult times. Because I don't remember buying that stuff. I could have let a shelter come in and pick anything that they needed at that time. You know what I mean? Anybody. You know, and I haven't picked that back up again. I haven't started that shopping thing. I haven't done the only thing that I'm doing now that I've never really been, you know, never done, and that's eating. I'm eating like I'm crazy around here, then wondering why I'm sweating all the time. Because I eat everything. If I walk past a store, I'm walking past the store and there's some food in the one, I'd be like, I wonder what that tastes like. You know, so I switch from one thing to the other. You know what I mean? And I'm all right with that. It don't mean that I'm a bad person just because I go from one phase to the next. It's only making me better. You get better, excuse me, you get better from phases. You get better at times, you know. And I said I was going to, look, y'all, I was practicing last night. I was practicing about what I was going to say. I asked my sponsor, did she have her Living Clean book here with us? I mean, I was going to lay it out for y'all. You know what I mean? But that's not me. That's not me. You know, that's not me. I only can be who I am. You know what I mean? And it's a lot of people in here that know me, that know that I'm a very no-nonsense type person. And it's nothing personal to nobody. You know, that's just the way that I am. And a lot of times, that mechanism that I got is just because I got fear. You know what I mean? I'm a person that has fear. I have inadequacies. I have doubts. You know what I mean? But I don't want y'all to see that. So I walk around the fellowship and I'm mean and I'm mug. You know, don't want to get no hugs. You know what I mean? And it's really harming me. You know what I mean? And it's harming the next person that's coming in, because it could be somebody that's coming in going through the same thing I'm going through. But I wouldn't know that because I'm not extending the love. You know, so. Whew, I feel good now. You don't have to share. I'll take over from here. It's my time to shine. I thought I was going to be afraid to do this. You know what I mean? But this is real good for me, you know. And I'm not trying to stand up here and glorify no message. Because my message is not a glorified message. You know, because what I'm living with on a day-to-day basis, I don't wish on anybody. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to say this. A lot of things that's not good for you is not from the will of God. But a lot of things you will go through on the will of God. See, I mean, you know, I don't think he put nothing on me that I cannot handle. Because if I couldn't handle it, I wouldn't be here. I would not be here. But sometimes I get weak. And that's when I know I need to call on him. Call on the will of God. You know what I mean? Because every day I don't know what his will is for me no way. And I'm just saying for me, you know, I hear people say, you know, God's will. No, I don't know what God's will is. I just know that when something happens, that's when I know that it's will. You know, so this is a good thing, y'all. And I encourage anybody, the old timers, the newcomers, anybody, if I can do it, you can do it. And I know you can. You know what I mean? I know you can. It's going to be rough. It's not easy. It's not easy at all. But I know you can do it. You know what I mean? And I'm not, now I'm talking about y'all. I'm talking about y'all. You know, because it's not really always about me. Because when I get outside of me and I share where I'm at, it helps somebody. And I know that it does. You know, part of my difficult times that I'm having right now is I have sons, and both of my sons is in active addiction. And I've been trying to save them, but I have finally let them go. You know, I finally let them go. I was trying to save them from what I've gone through, and I can't do that. I can't even tell them how to be men. I'm not a man. You know what I mean? And sometimes I want to just grab them and just shake them. You don't have to. You know what I mean? And it hurts me real bad to see my sons going through what they're going through. You know what I mean? But they got a process and they got a path too. You know, I don't know. I'm almost out of words to say. You know, my partner done walked off on me, so I guess I better continue on, huh? But I don't want to start lying. I don't want to start saying anything, and I'm not going to say anything. You know, but God is good. He's good all the time. And I used to be afraid to let y'all know that I had a God. You know, because there's so many, you know, different opinions and things about God and about religion and stuff like that. How can we be in a spiritual program and not talk about who brought us here? How? You know what I mean? I can't do that. And I'm not going to do that. You know, and I'm always talking about turning it over. Well, if I don't have a God or, you know, my understanding, who am I going to turn it over to? The door? You know, I'm talking about my God, you know, and he's a very good, loving, and caring God. And that's one thing that I found around here in the fellowship, and it's from several people that I have allowed in my life, is how to love, unconditional, you know, because this program is about love. It should be, you know what I mean? Because a lot of us didn't have love from where we come from. You know I didn't. You know, my mother's love and my grandparents' love was making sure I was fed and making sure my clothes were clean. They didn't do no hugging and kissing. You know, and I didn't know nothing about that until I came in, until I got out on my own. You know what I mean? And even though I wouldn't, really allowed you guys to touch me, you know, because I was one of the ones, if you walk up on me, I'll tell you in a minute, nope, not today, don't do that. Don't touch me. You know, and I did, and I pushed people away that, you know, when I did that. You know, and it had nothing to do with y'all. I just didn't know how to, come out of that shell. You know, you ready? No, but anyway, this was real good. Like I said, what I shared here will stay here. You know what I mean? Like we say back at home in my homeroom, what you hear here, you let stay here. Who you see here, you let them stay here too. You know what I mean? That's what you do. Let me say this before I close. That's why I've been here that long, because I mind my business. Thanks for letting me share.